Girls of Brackenhill by Kate Moretti. Performed by Sarah Mollo Christensen. I didn't mean to kill the girl. I found her skulking around the woods, hiding behind trees, darting behind the shed. "Hey," I called, dizzy with panic when I saw who it was. I waved the shovel in her direction. I'd been turning over the compost. I said, "You weren't supposed to be here." My voice wasn't nearly as strong as I'd hoped. I'd hoped to frighten her away. I sounded meek, terrified. "Oh, that's right. I'm human garbage," she spat. "I came to give you something." She had a folded envelope, shoved it roughly into the pocket of my jacket. It gave me a shock, really, that she would put her hands on me. Such defiance for someone so young. But then she wasn't that young anymore. How old was she? 16? 17? She'd be striking out on her own soon. Too pretty for Rockwell. Not quite pretty enough for the city. "No human is garbage," I said. I tried to reason with her, I truly did. She carried so much anger inside her. Some people were just born angry. She said hateful things. "You never cared for me. You treated me like I was nothing." None of that was true, of course. After everything I'd done for her, how could she be so hateful? I'd done so much for her. I'd tried more than anyone. Even after. Well, not after. I'll be the first to admit that. But who would? "It's time to go home," I yelled, and I was ashamed at how my voice shook. I was afraid of her. I tried to hurry her along, despite this swell of adrenaline, so consuming that my vision blurred. I tried to breathe through the anger. She wouldn't leave me alone. She rushed at me, a wild thing, hair a tangled sight. I wasn't proud of the fact that my heart had hardened. I wasn't proud that I'd run out of love for this lost girl. I took the brunt of all her problems, you see? That night was a culmination of all the things that had ever happened to her, and I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. She yelled and ranted. "You never forgave me. No one did. I was ruined." I stood there and took it all, shoulders squared, legs solid, absorbing her hate and her hurt and her words. Until, "Say something, anything," she begged me to talk.